In Hawaii, they have similar problems to other parts of the state, parts of the country, particularly ones we face in Florida, and that's that you mustn't have a working knowledge of hydraulics that we've talked about today, and how water moves to optimally manage crop water use and crop nutrient management within the root zone, and to prevent leaching of the nutrient materials through the root zone. So that is an important aspect of this project, as well as many others that are done routinely. Groundwater pollution is a severe problem in most parts of the country, and primarily at least some aspects of regulation would like to tie that directly to agricultural use. In Hawaii, about 90%, as well as other parts of the country, again, about 90% of water use, domestic water use, is from groundwater. So the source of water must be protected. And it is essential that we determine how to use the information that we've talked about in this series of talks today to prevent leaching of these nutrients to groundwater. So the objectives of this particular study were to look at movement of water and solutes, in this case emphasis on nitrates, from manure sources, chicken and dairy, at various rates through the soil underneath a corn crop. The site was at a research station on Oahu, near the University of Hawaii. The treatments were manure amendments, both chicken and dairy, as I mentioned previously. The rates were either 0, 168, 336, 672 kilograms of nitrogen equivalent per hectare. And in this case, they analyzed the manure and then applied enough manure to supply those nitrogen rates to the land or to the plots. Then the level was either one or two time application. And when they say two time application throughout this study, one crop was grown in the fall of 2006. A second crop of corn was grown in the spring of 2007. The one-time application, the manure was applied only in the fall, no manure applied in the spring. And the two-time application, the same amount of manure was applied in the fall, with enough manure applied in the spring to bring the soil levels back up to the original rates of nitrogen content. This is the area, the experimental area. You can see that the soil moisture sensors, some lysimeters that they have throughout the field, and the irrigation was by drip irrigation. The variety was, in this case, was a sweet corn, super sweet 10, as I recall. This is a data logger for the soil moisture content sensors. There were 64 total at four depths underneath the crop, or within in the row, and logged every 15 minutes. There were 96 suction cup lysimeters, two in each plot, and they were installed at 30 and 60 centimeters. 30 centimeters was determined to be within the root zone of the corn, 60 below. Nitrate concentration of soil water samples were collected and analyzed for nitrate. Random samples were sent to an outside lab for quality control. Electrical conductivity and pH of each sample was also measured. Statistical analysis was done by analysis of variance, and Duncan Mobile Range was used for mean separation. Now to the results. This is a graph of water content within the root zone. There are two controls, a zero nitrogen control and a control where common amount of nitrogen, which I believe was 336 kilograms per hectare, as soluble fertilizer was applied. Here, CM is chicken manure, DM is dairy manure, and you can see the three rates duplicated here. The blue was the one-time application, and all of these data that I'll be showing are for the spring crop. You see that the one-time application in nearly every case had higher water content values within the root zone than the two application. I wasn't given a reason why that may be, but I'm sure that they're working on that right now. This is below the root zone, and again you can see similar trends where the one-time application in all cases had higher water content, even though organic matter associated with a two-time application was higher. This is looking at the differences between the one and two-time application in regards to water content within the root zone, below the root zone, for the two control treatments and the different rates of compost. The values in red indicate that the water content was higher under the one-time application. The circled values or negative values were indicate that the means were higher under the two-time application. In this case, only values below our water soil water contents below the root zone were higher in the two-time application. And within the root zone, only the one-time application had higher water content values. Now on to solute transport. There was a significant effect of manure type, rates, and level on nitrate concentrations at all levels, as well as EC, indicating that EC could possibly be used as a marker for nitrates in further studies. However, there was no effect of the manure treatments on pH. The EC data will not be shown in the subsequent slides, only nitrate concentrations. So these are nitrate concentrations in parts per million. You can see that the two control treatments were significantly lower than the highest rate of chicken manure, but not significantly higher than the dairy manure, indicating that chicken manure was supplying much more nitrate to the root zone. Again, this is within the root zone of this study. The one-time application was significantly different than the two-time application. So the two-time application, as you would expect, having more material applied, also supplied more nitrate in the root zone. Below the root zone, very similar picture. The high rate of chicken manure significantly higher than in nitrate concentration than the controls, or the low manure concentration application of chicken manure, and all the chicken rates of dairy manure. Again, the same difference below the root zone for the two-time application and the one-time application. So, To conclude these studies, they looked at different amendments, both within and below the root zone. And water content within the root zone was higher, typically, than below the root zone. Water content was higher under the one-time application. plant growth was, under the two-time application, was higher than the one-time application. Again, as you might predict, because of the additional manure that was applied to that treatment. This was given as a possible explanation as to why there was less water in the two-time application, even though with the additional organic matter, you might expect more water to be contained in those soils. The nitrate concentration was higher under the chicken manure, indicating a higher mineralization rate of that manure source, and this has been seen in other studies as well. The nitrate concentration was also higher at the highest rate as you would expect, and then the nitrate concentration under the two-time application was higher than the one-time application. Again, indicating a higher mineralization rate and as well as higher concentration. That is all that I have for this current study, and I appreciate your attention.